I remember reading it as a young child, or rather, it being read to me, as many Americans born near or after 1947 probably do. Goodnight Moon, published in that year, was written by Margaret Wise Brown and illustrated by Clement Hurd. It's about a child saying goodnight to everything. Goodnight room, goodnight moon, goodnight cow jumping over the moon, goodnight light, and the red balloon. A new piece of outreach material by the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce has taken those words and changed them up a bit.
Good night to Fayetteville High School and the Purple Dogs.
Good night, Dixon Street. Good night, Town Square. Good night, Mount Sequoia and the beautiful cross up there.
Good night, Botanical Gardens, Walker Wilson, and Gully Parks. Good night, Farmers Market, and good night, Lights of Ozarks.
Leaders and people of the Fayetteville community reading aloud from Good Night Fayetteville, a book that highlights the sights and sounds of Fayetteville. The idea actually came from Jennifer Irwin's mother. Jennifer is the director of leadership and external communications with the Chamber of Commerce.
Several cities around the country, there's a Goodnight New Orleans, a Goodnight Tyler, Texas, Goodnight Fort Worth, things like that. So we had seen, or my mother actually had seen Goodnight Tyler, Texas, and sent it to me and said, you all should write Goodnight Fayetteville. And so I sat down one day and thought of all the popular places in Fayetteville, in and around, you know, in the area, and it was pretty easy to come up with a popular list of the things that we needed to make sure we included.
Jennifer is the official author of the book. Figuring out who would do the artwork and what it would be was the challenge. A perfect fit, 9 different art teachers in the Fayetteville School District donated their time and talents to the cause. The proceeds from the book will actually go back into Fayetteville Public Schools by funding their Leader in Me program, as well as donating funds to the art programs of each of the schools the art teachers represent. Jennifer has been in Fayetteville since college, and as such, she chose to highlight some places that were near and dear to her heart, but she also looked to the city's Visitors Bureau. From Old Main, the Mount Sequoia Cross, to the 112 Drive-In, the book highlights many iconic images of the town, but also some newer ones.
The Chancellor Hotel is probably one of the newer things, but that building, you know, it was the old Hilton. It was, it's been so many different things. And so I would say that's probably the newest thing, but the building itself is old. And then, of course, the trail system, that's not extremely old, but we've had that around for just a few years, I think. And then the town center.
Sounds and events like Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, the Washington County Fair, and the Fayetteville Farmers Market also receive a nod. And do you remember Bugsy the dog, the canine companion to the late Bruce Walker of Flying Possum Leather on Dixon Street? Bugsy is in there too. The colorful artwork completes the book, with images in pastels, watercolor, and colored pencils. Once the colorful pages have been flipped through, the final pages include an explanation and history of all of the sites inside, making it perfect for the new kid in town. Jennifer says local realtors have purchased the book to give to newcomers to the area when they close on their homes. A children's book, really. Jennifer says she hopes it will entertain kids of all ages.
It is a children's book, and we're calling it a children's book. It says it right on it, and, you know, the illustrations and the language is very, you know, for children. But we hope that people who went to the University of Arkansas or, you know, and don't live here anymore, or who maybe lived here at one point and don't live in this area anymore, will think it's fun to have and will look back and go, oh, when I lived there, when I was in college, you know, I went to the Washington County Fair. I spent lots of time on Dixon Street, went to the, you know, Walton Arts Center and that kind of thing.
And keeping it local and Fayetteville funky, the books are only available at local shops.
Bella Jack's and the Party House, Three Monkeys, Collier's, drugstores have them, Riff Raff, Rick's Bakery. So, yes, all local places and homegrown places, really, when you kind of think about it. The Visitors Bureau, of course, has them, and then the Chamber Office as well.
For more information on Goodnight Fayetteville and the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, visit FayettevilleAR.com. This is Ozarks at Large.
Good night, Washington County Courthouse and the old clock.
Good night to the nonprofits and the volunteers who care. Good night, Blair Library, and all of the books that we share.
And good night to the businesses all over our great city. Good night, Chamber of Commerce. And